I've done the most in Lubbock because of San Angelo people. A lot of their kids go to Tech.
Well, we have, if you look here, we got A&M, Tech, and UT.
Right. I've done very few in College Station. Not saying people don't go there, but it may be that they have more dorms or something available. I don't know.
But I'm just telling you, from a personal experience, it worked really, really well for me, and I would highly recommend it. Especially, and another thing, if it's your kid, you know, send them to you there. You help them. The loan is in their name, correct?
It's in both of your names.
Okay.
It's in, well, they're the borrower and you're the co-borrower.
What, I'll tell you what I wish I would have had. This would have been pretty cool. But what if you did that, and when they graduate from college, they now have a house that has $20,000, $30,000,
$40,000 worth of equity in it. It's a pretty
cool deal. And what a good way to start.
Yeah. I mean, that
you
is.
Know,
yeah.
They sell your house, and you could actually buy your first home.
That is a very good idea. And I've had some customers that give a house to a kid to start with, you know, put them on it and stuff,
well,
and then that's
theirs.
Get an
FHA loan.
Mm-hmm. And if they
the
keep
3%
it.
3% down.
Right.
And hopefully, we're hoping our economy and everything we're looking at says it's going to, is to go up.
Right.
You know, if you even look, you know, since the election's over.
Right.
Look at what's happened.
Oh, exactly. I mean, everything's been positive. So let's talk about interest rates just a little bit. Interest rates have gone up a little bit. Okay.
Here she goes.
We're closer to the 4 than we are to the 3.5 anymore. Okay. Okay, people. 4%, 4.5%, 5%.
6.
Single digit.
Yes, under 10. That's
for us older people, single digits, unbelievable. We've got spoiled to the 3s. But it is, you need to start looking, and your mind needs to start going into the 4s now and not be disappointed that you get in the 4s. Okay, the worse your credit score is, the higher the interest rate normally goes with it. But not crazy, not subprime. I'm talking like 0.25% or so.
Well, and yeah, but I still got to tell the story again.
Oh,
investors?
Yeah, 11.35.
Yes. How do we remember those weird numbers? And it's been a long time ago.
It was a very long time ago.
But I actually had a bunch of people. I think I had 10 different groups then.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you going to do? You and Valerie are tight. You can do this. I said, I have no control. She has no control. It's first come, first serve. And we get there. I said, when? And so Barry called me that afternoon. She said, they're lining up. I go, for what? She goes, for tomorrow morning. Yeah. So I called all my people. I said, you need to go when? And they go, now. They spent the night out there.
We had the whole wrapped around the building. Yeah, it was a cool. That was
and
a
was
cool
to,
time.
It was to get. They had their sleeping bags and waited
for 11.35%.
So when you're saying, "Oh, I got 5," you're not going to get a lot of sympathy from us.
No whining for single district, single digits.
But it just shows you what it is. And folks, I won't be surprised a bit for it to be back up in the 10s and 12s.
Right.
Because my first loan ever, I looked back, and I was 18.
Yeah.
It was 21% interest.
Yeah, but the economy was so good, you didn't care.
Yeah, no, you were going and you were making money and it worked. And I was stupid and didn't know that wasn't a bad deal.
Yeah.
So, but
like
now
said,
I'm looking back, going,
it was
wow.
time that they went up. We just hope they don't go up too much. And I don't think anybody's expecting crazy.
No.
But don't plan on in the 3s and be disappointed.
Well, and don't. If you know something's going to happen and it happens, go, you know, I guessed that and I was right.
Yeah.
If you know what's going to happen and you get mad that it happened, that's just making you foolish.
And lock in your interest rate.
Sure. Let's talk about locking in.
And I'm gutsy. I used to be very gutsy. I'm a gambler. I've lost a lot of money gambling on people's stuff, and I don't do that anymore. So whenever you come in for a loan application, when I get your contract, the first thing I'm going to do is say, okay, you ready to lock in, and this is where we're at, and let's get it locked in. You do not want to play the market right now. It is way too volatile. Our interest rates are changing 5 and 6 times a day right now.
But in your defense, Fari, you were gambling when it was going down. It's not going down. I hope we're not stupid.
Right.
It's going up.
Right.
So why would you gamble when you know it's going up? That's not gambling.
Exactly.
That's just dumb.
Yeah. There's no reason not to lock in your interest rate. You do have to have a contract. So as soon as you get a contract, I would say lock in that interest rate immediately.
Let's talk about making sure everything's right. Let's talk about coming and getting pre-qualified.
Yes.
It's a have to.
Recommend. Well, in a lot of you realtors will not take a contract if you don't have a pre-approval letter.
Let me tell you why. If somebody brings me a contract and I get, right now, especially if it's under 150, I'll get 2 contracts. Mm-hmm. And I get one from Deal and Dennis and I get one from Sam. Well, Deal and Dennis is smart. He's already came to you. He's already got his buyer to come to you.
Very good, Dennis.
He's already got a job. They've already got the stuff. And he goes, here's my contract and here's a pre-approval letter from Valerie. Going, wow. And then Tom over here, or whoever he wasn't very
Sam,
good.
Sam.
Sorry, I forgot his name. He was so bad. He just says, I got a contract. Well, they're going to try to go to the bank this week and see if they can get a loan. I want my seller to get the best deal for him.
Exactly.
So I'm going to say, Mr. Seller, I'm very familiar with Valerie. I'm very familiar with you know, this contract looks good. This is what I'm going to take. Now, right. Well, that other one's $1,000 more. I'm still taking this one.
That one's going to go through, and we're not so sure about that
so
other
why
one.
Wouldn't you do the same? Mm-hmm. So I'm not doing my seller or my, or you know what? Dealing Dennis over here did his buyer a huge favor.
Right.
He got the house when the other guy didn't.
Right.
So on either side of the coin.
It's smart to get a pre-approval. And it doesn't take us 10 minutes to get you pre-approved. So there's no reason not to do it. I had one during Thanksgiving holiday. We took off Thursday and Friday. Woohoo! And it was fun. We enjoyed it. But I had somebody that was negotiating a foreclosure. Well, foreclosures, they're, you got to have the letter. And the letter has to be specific and blah, blah,
you
blah.
You both have to have it with most good realtors.
Yeah. And so. But usually, though, if it was a holiday, I could email the other. I'd say, who's the other realtor? I'd email the realtor, and I'd say, they're good. Don't worry about
that
it.
Is true.
And that would be good enough. Okay? They would take my word for it. This one, they don't. Somebody out of town, they didn't give a darn who I was. And so I actually, for them to get the loan, I mean, I went in it Thanksgiving morning. Took me 10 minutes to do their letter. But I did not want to be the reason they wouldn't have gotten the. I mean, that's how lenders are, is we want them.
That's over
We want to help you. I mean, that's our job is to help you.
And don't wait till Thanksgiving Day to get it. Get it before.
Well, but see, when you're foreclosure, you have to be specific. So I could have already done three approvals, okay, but they wanted the exact amount. Oh,
good
yeah.
Point. Okay.
So
good point,
I may do on a given person 5 pre-approval letters, and I don't care. I'll do as many as you need.
Get it, whether you're the buyer or the seller, get it. Just have it. Whichever one you're looking at, it will make you money and save you money.
Yeah.
And I had one of my agents come in, and they had a buyer, and she wanted a house way, way, way up here. And I guess when y'all think you're still trying to help her get it way, way up there, but for right now, she gets a house down here.
Right.
And here's the sad part. If you show the houses that are way, way up here.
And God, if she wrote that contract, think how disappointed she'd be.
Well, here's the other thing. Then they never want to see the houses they can qualify for.
Correct.
Because their expectations are now up here.
Right.
And their ability is down here. And I'll tell you one thing, guys, and this is a male ego deal, don't do that. And I'll tell you why. I was in the deal. You remember, I almost got teary-eyed.
Yeah.
Because the wife and the kids are like, well, Dad, what happened?
It's very disappointing
it's
for
very
the whole family. Because this is
deal.
A family thing so when you buy a house. Thing.
Get qualified. You know what?
10 minutes is all it takes. 10 minutes.
And get the house that you deserve.
Yeah. And we do need to run your credit report because people will always ask me, do you have to run my credit report? Well, hello. If we want to get you pre-approved, I have to run your credit. And it's funny because people that have really good credit, okay, they don't have to worry about me running credit. The ones that are on that 620 are the ones that have to worry about me running the credit. But I have to run it to see if you can get pre-approved. So it's just something we have to do.
As you can tell, we could go on for a long time.
Yes, we could.
But we can't. The show's over. Folks, have a great week. We'll catch you next week.
Merry Christmas.